Upper galleries, please rise, as well as our Senate members and guests on the floor, for a prayer by Reverend Gawk, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance to our flag.
From the ninth chapter of Ecclesiastes, we hear, "Examine it all, how the righteous and the wise and their deeds are in the hand of God." Merciful God, it has been yet again a violent weekend, and we are saddened by the deaths and the wounding of your people. We return to our work, thankful to be here, but wonder what we might be able to do to decrease such hatred and violence that we hear and that we see about us. We pray in St. Francis Assisi's name to become instruments of peace, and where there is hatred, to show love. Help us, Lord, to do what we can to understand the root cause of it all, and then to do what we can to eliminate what we can do. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Arthur, Bernsketter, Brown, Burleson, Serpoy, Crawford, Cunningham, Curls, Igel, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Hoskins, Huff, Koenig, Libela, Luchtmeyer, May, Nasheed, O'Loughlin, Onder, Riddle, Rizzo, Romine, Rowden, Sader, Schatz, Shoup, Sifton, Wallingford, Walsh, White, Whelan, Williams.
Senator from the 7th. Is here. Senator from Butler here. Is here. A quorum has been established. The Senate is in session. Madam Secretary, please read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, first regular session, 57th day, Thursday, April 25th, 2019. The Senate met pursuant to adjournment.
Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move the further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as though having been fully read.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Boone County. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Senator from Boone County renews his motion that the reading of the journal be waived and be approved as though having been fully read. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have approved the journal. Introduction of guests. The senator in the bright red attire from Johnson County.
Thank you, Mr. President. I wanted to make sure you saw me from up there on the dais.
You are very visible, Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. Introduction, very special guest.
Proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. To my left and to your right, I have Brandon Phelps and his daughter, Morgan Phelps. Morgan is a junior at Warrensburg High School. They're friends of mine from back in Warrensburg, and I would ask the body to please make them feel welcome.
Let's welcome the Phelps to the Senate chamber today. Introduction of guests. Senator from the 5th District.
Mr. President, introduction of very special guests.
Please proceed.
Mr. President, on my right and to your left, we have with us Otis Williams. Otis Williams is the executive director of St. Louis Development Corporation. Since coming into St. Louis in 1998, Williams have served in a leadership role in several multi-million dollar developments projects in our region. I would like the body to make Otis Williams feel welcome. He's doing great things in the city of St. Louis. I'm extremely honored to know this man. He's a fine gentleman. person that served our country. Let's give him a round of applause and welcome him in this chamber.
Would Mr. Williams please stand, and would the Missouri Senate make him feel welcome today? Senator from Callaway County.
Thank you, Mr. President. Introduction of very special guest.
Proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. On your right and my left, I have with me today, here is Tim Riley. If you'd stand, Tim. Tim is the director and chief curator of the National Churchill Museum, which is celebrating its 50th anniversary since being brought over from London to honor Winston Churchill and his famous Iron Curtain speech. And for those of you that might not know, this 17th century church was badly damaged in the Blitz. And so to bring it to America and to Fulton, Missouri, brick by brick, block by block, was brought over. It was tagged as to how it went together, and then it was put together. Over here, it sits it's in the undercroft of the Church of St. Mary the Virgin Aldermanbury, and as said earlier, Winston Churchill gave his speech that was Sinews of Peace, but everyone calls it his Iron Curtain speech, and it was here in Missouri. Truman, President Harry S. Truman, invited Winston Churchill to come to give his speech on the campus of Westminster College. It's Truman's home state, and we are lucky enough to have, designated by the 2009 United States Congress, the permanent tribute to Winston Churchill here in Missouri. And I would really like everyone to please make Tim Riley welcome today.
Let's welcome Mr. Riley, this very special guest, to the Missouri Senate chamber today. The senator from the 24th.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd like to have a point of personal privilege, please.
Senator from the 24th District has requested a point of personal privilege. Senator, please proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. First, I want to thank the Reverend Gock for drawing our attention once again to another mass shooting of people of faith. There are just too many of these here in our country and around the world. So those are moments where we need to think of all those people of faith who go to their church or their synagogue and are their mosque, and to pray, to be with people who they care about, and instead are caught up in gunfire and slaying. So that was not my point of personal privilege, but I do want to thank the Reverend for that. I am up again for yet the death of another person I felt very close to, and I think that everyone in this chamber will remember with, I hope, fondly. Just the other day, Kenneth J. Rothman, who was our former lieutenant governor, former Speaker of the House, and elected member of the leadership team in the House when he served here, former distinguished alumni from Washington University, and a person who served in the Missouri Air National Guard and was called to active duty in Europe during the Berlin crisis of 1961. Kenneth Rothman, among other things, and among being savvy and thoughtful politician, he was also an accomplished equestrian. He enjoyed antiques, history, and boating. He was instrumental in leading the legislative process and the passage of bills on such issues as the statewide criminal code, revision of the state drug code, prevention of child abuse, licensing standards for nursing homes, and a reorganization of the state's highway and transportation system and structure. Today, we are crafting a resolution in my Senate office that will not just be from me, but will be from every one of you who would like to sign on. So we've sent out an email to your offices, and if you would please let us know today if you would like to have your signature on that resolution going to former Governor Rothman and his family. We would love to have you included. Those will be taken to the synagogue tomorrow in preparation for his funeral on Wednesday. And with that, Mr. President, I would like to ask for a moment of silence in memory of former Lieutenant Governor Kenneth J. Rothman.
Would the Missouri Senate rise and our guest and observe a moment of silence for Lieutenant Governor Kenneth J. Rothman? Kenny Rothman. Thank you. Thank you, Senator. The order of business is introduction of guests. Petitions, memorials, and remonstrances. Resolutions. Concurrent resolutions. Senator from Boone County.
Mr. President, I'd ask for unanimous consent to introduce a special guest.
Hearing no objection, please proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, to your left and my right, I have Judge Evelyn Baker, who Judge Baker was the first African-American female judge appointed to the bench in the state of Missouri, and she is here today asking for the legislature to be aware of and for the governor to think about clemency for Bobby Bostic, who is someone who she actually presided over his case a number of years ago. She is here today talking to a number of legislators. She talked to me earlier. We had a great conversation, and I would ask the body to make Judge Evelyn Baker feel welcome in the Missouri Senate.
Let's make Judge Baker feel welcome in the Missouri Senate today. Senator from Boone.
Mr. President, without objection, the Senate will be the order of business of reports of standing committees.
Hearing no objection, the order of business will be reports of standing committees. Senator from Butler.
Your super efficient Committee on Transportation and Public Safety has a report.
Please send that report forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Transportation, Infrastructure, and Public Safety, to which was referred Senate Bill 367, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Libela, Chairman.
Senator from the 8th.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Economic Development has a report.
Please send that report forward.
Thank you.
Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Economic Development, to which was referred House Bill 1061, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Searpoy, Chairman.
Senator from Webster.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Fiscal Oversight has a report.
Please send that report forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Fiscal Oversight, to which was referred Senate Substitute Number 3 for Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 29, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Fiscal Oversight, to which was referred House Bill 113 with Senate Committee Substitute, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Fiscal Oversight, to which was referred Senate Substitute, Senate Committee Substitute, Senate Bills 70 and 128, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Cunningham, Chairman.
Senator from Callaway.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Professional Registration has a report.
Please send that report forward. Madam Secretary, please read your report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Professional Registration, to which was referred House Bill 470, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute hereto attached do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Riddle, Chairman.
Senator from Platt.
President, your Committee on Judiciary, Civil, and Criminal Jurisprudence has a report.
Please send that report forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Judiciary and Civil and Criminal Jurisprudence, to which was referred Senate Bill 22, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute hereto attached do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Luchtmeyer, Chairman.
Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics has a report.
Please send that report forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, to which was referred Senate Bill number 514, begs leave to report that it has examined the same and finds that the bill has been truly perfected and that the printed copies furnished the senators are correct. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, to which was referred Senate Bill number 255, begs leave to report that it has examined the same and finds that the bill has been truly perfected and that the printed copies furnished the senators are correct. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, to which was referred Senate Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill number 37, begs leave to report that it has examined the same and finds that the bill has been truly perfected and that the printed copies furnished the senators are correct. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, to which was referred Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill number 1, begs leave to report that it has examined the same and finds that the bill has been truly perfected and that the printed copies furnished the senators are correct. Respectfully submitted, Senator Rowden, Chairman.
Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of Senate bills for third reading, formal calendar, and I would ask that you call the calendar.
Hearing no objection, the order of business will be Senate bills for third reading, formal calendar. Senate bills for third reading, Senate substitute for Senate committee substitute for Senate bills 70 and 128, the senator from Greene County.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate bill number 70 and 128 be taken up for third reading and final passage.
You've heard the motion from the senator of Greene County. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator, your bill is before the body.
Thank you, Mr. President. I now move that Senate Bill 70 and 128 be third read and finally passed.
Thank you, Senator. Would you care to explain your Senate substitute?
I will. Thank you, Mr. President. This is legislation I believe the body should be familiar with. This was perfected last week. Senate Bill 70 dealt with consumer-directed services and some additional framework for that type of service for the individual in their home. Now, there was also, there was a couple of amendments, and I'll go through those, but there was also, we call it suspension versus termination, Senate bill that was added in the committee process that would allow incarcerated individuals to continue with their Medicaid benefits upon completing their time served. And then not having to totally re-enroll, they would just be suspended instead of totally terminated. The amendments that were offered and adopted on the floor in order First, the senator from Newton County just had a minor technical correction, some cleanup on some language that was added also in the committee process. The senator from the 7th offered a cancer treatment alternative that was adopted. The 3rd amendment was offered by the senator from the 2nd, which was a thoughtful and compromised position that the body saw fit to perfect, and I agree with the qualifications for the director of the Department of Health. And the final amendment was offered by the senator from Jefferson, dealing with some insurance permitting. Mr. President, I'm more than happy to answer any questions at this time.
The senator from Greene County has moved for the third reading and final passage for the Senate substitute for Senate committee substitute for Senate Bill 70 and 128. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Senator from Barton.
Thank you, Mr. President. Can I inquire the senator from Greene?
Senator from Greene, do you yield?
Yeah.
He does. Proceed.
Thanks, Senator. This may not take but a second. I just happened to be looking at this, and I may be looking at an older version. I want to make sure that this has been corrected. Did you have a place where we're supposed to be talking about data and it actually said date?
What page are you on, Senator?
Well,
tell me what
I'm on page of 8, but I don't know if that's the latest. Let me see if I can find it. It's just before section 197.108. It may have been found and fixed.
I believe that was fixed, Senator.
And I just happened to spot it, and I thought maybe sure. I better get up and make sure we had that fixed before. So sure. Did you find it? I'm looking at research to see if they recognize it and if they found it.
You have a line number?
197.108. Nope, it still says, it says effective date. Okay, part of the effective date. Let me make sure I was reading it right. Yeah, there's a resistance. That whole thing's been changed. That's in section where it says antibiotic use. Yeah, that says antibiotic resistance, and I think that should be data, shouldn't it? Antibiotic resistance data.
Give me a line number, Senator.
It's line 16 on page 12.
On page 12, 12 now?
Page 12 in the new, in the, well, now which version am I, on the right version?
Page 8 on the
one, yeah, page 8, is that the final version, page 8? So page 8, line 223. Antibiotic resistance, shouldn't that be data? Date doesn't seem to make sense. That may be a technical correction that can be fixed. I'm not sure. Nothing in this section shall prohibit a hospital from voluntarily reporting.
Yeah, Senator, I believe this is the language that was added for the senator from Newton. If he wants
to inquire of him?
I believe this is correct.
Let me inquire of him, Senator, if that's all right.
Okay.
Mr. President?
Or from Barton.
May I inquire the senator from Newton?
Senator from Newton, do you yield?
I yield, Mr. President.
He does. Proceed.
Thank you, Senator. I was just quickly scanning through here, and that jumped out at me, and it didn't look like date was the right thing to say there. It's on line 223 of page 8.
You are correct. That is supposed to be date as opposed to data.
It should be data?
Yes.
I don't know whether that's something that could be corrected with a technical pardon. Now, so we're on third read. We can't fix it. I don't know what we do now. I guess we just have to come back, make a note, and we have to come back next year, and we got to fix that. I doubt if it comes into play. I've tried, but we're third read. I wasn't thinking, but there's nothing we can do now. All right, other than make a note, you might make a note, Senator.
Thank
you,
do.
Mr. President.
Does any other senator desire to be heard on the third read motion? Hearing none, Senator from Greene County, you are recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I renew my motion.
Senator from Greene County renews his motion that the Senate substitute for Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bills 70 and 128 be third read and finally passed. I would remind the body there is an emergency clause on this bill. Madam Secretary, please read the roll. Take the roll.
Senate substitute for Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bills numbers 70 and 128, an act relating to the administration of health care services with existing penalty provisions with an emergency clause for a certain section. Senators Arthur, Bernsgetter, Brown, Burleson, Searpoy, Crawford, Cunningham, Curls, Igel, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Hoskins, Huff, Koenig, Leibla, Lucht-Meyer, May, Nasheed, O'Loughlin, Onder, Riddle, Rizzo, Romine, Rowden, Sater, Schatz, Shoup, Sifton, Wallingford, Walsh, White, Whelan, Williams.
Senator from the 2nd, votes aye. Senator from Phelps County, votes aye. Senator from Andrew County, votes aye. Senator from the 5th District, votes no. By your vote of 33 aye and 1 no, the bill has received a constitutional majority and is declared passed. Senator from Greene County, you're recognized on the emergency clause.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move for the adoption of the emergency clause.
Madam Secretary, please call the roll on the emergency clause.
Senators Arthur, Bernsgetter, Brown, Burleson, Searpoy, Crawford, Cunningham, Curls, Igel, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Hoskins, Huff, Koenig, Leibla, Lucht-Meyer, May, Nasheed, O'Loughlin, Onder, Riddle, Rizzo, Romine, Rowden, Sater, Schatz, Shoup, Sifton, Wallingford, Walsh, White, Whelan, Williams.
Senator from Barry County, would you please repeat your vote? He votes aye. By a vote of 33 aye and 1 no, you have adopted the emergency clause. Hearing no objection, let the journal show the titling and perfection motions were made and carried. We could get a little order in the chamber. There are people who are having a hard time hearing each other's votes. Staying on that same calendar, third reading of Senate bills, Senate substitute number 3 for Senate committee substitute for Senate Bill 29, the senator from Andrew County.
Well, thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I move that Senate substitute number 3 for Senate committee substitute for Senate Bill number 29 be taken up for third reading and final passage.
You've heard the motion from the senator of Andrew County. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator, your bill is now before the body.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I now move that Senate substitute number 3 for Senate committee substitute for Senate bill number 29 be third read and finally passed.
It is very difficult for the dais to hear the bill handler. If we could take our conversations into the side gallery so that we can hear the senator explain his bill. Senator, thank you for your motion. Would you care to explain your bill?
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, this is simply a extension of the sunset for the FRA tax. We extended it by 1 year.
The senator from Andrew County has moved for the third reading and final passage of Senate substitute number 3 for Senate committee substitute for Senate bill number 29. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Senator from Barry.
Mr. President, to inquire of the senator from Andrew.
Senator from Andrew, do you yield?
I certainly do, Mr. President.
He does. Proceed.
Good evening, Senator.
Good evening. This is a very important piece of legislation.
Yep.
In fact, it's a rather costly piece of legislation if we don't pass it.
If we don't pass it, we've got a lot of work to do to go back and look at the budget. Yeah. It's something we need to get done.
I don't think I can find an extra $1.2 billion.
It would be difficult.
You might be able to, but I don't think think I could.
It would be, we would see a lot of wailing and gnashing of teeth.
Yes. You know, this didn't turn out exactly the way I wanted it to.
I understand, Senator.
I think we're leaving $21 million on the table due to the managed care organization, FRA, which we did not adopt, which I think was foolish. And also, I would have liked to have seen this to be a 2-year extension so that I wouldn't have to fool with this anymore.
I was going to say, Senator, we will have a chance to look at it again next year.
Right. Right.
So your days of dealing with the FRA are not over yet, Senator.
Well, I was hoping they would be. Well, anyway, I think things are going along fine, and so we will do what we have to do right now.
Thank you, Senator.
Yep.
Does any other senator desire to be heard on the third read motion offered by the senator from Andrew County? Hearing none, Senator, you are recognized to close.
Well, thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I do renew my motion.
Senator from Andrew County renews his motion that the Senate substitute number 3 for Senate committee substitute for Senate bill number 29 be third read and finally passed. Madam Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
Senate substitute number 3 for Senate committee substitute for Senate bill number 29, an act relating to reimbursement allowance taxes. Senators Arthur, Bernsketter, Brown, Burleson, Searpoy, Crawford, Cunningham, Curls, Igel, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Hoskins, Huff, Koenig, Leibla, Luchtemeyer, May, Nasheed, O'Loughlin, Onder, Riddle, Rizzo, Romine, Rowden, Sater, Schatz, Shoup, Sifton, Wallingford, Walsh, White, Whelan, Williams.
Senator from the 9th votes aye. Senator from Cole votes aye. By a vote of 33 aye and 1 no, the bill has received a constitutional majority and is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show the titling and perfection motions were made and carried. Senator from Boone County.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of House bills on third reading and formal calendar, and I'd ask that you recognize the Senator from Callaway. For a motion on Senate substitute, for Senate committee substitute, for House committee substitute, for House Bill 397.
Hearing no objection, the order of business will be House bills on third reading, informal calendar. I would remind the body that this bill has been closed on by the Senator of Callaway already and has just come out of fiscal oversight for Senate substitute, for Senate committee substitute, for House committee substitute, for House Bill 397. Senator from Callaway.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate substitute for Senate committee substitute for House committee substitute for House Bill 397 be taken up for third reading and final passage.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Callaway County. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The bill is now before the body. Madam Secretary. Senator from Callaway, you have been recognized to close.
I close.
I would remind the body this bill does have an emergency clause. Madam Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
Senate substitute for Senate committee substitute for House committee substitute for House Bill number 397, an act relating to the protection of children with penalty provisions and an emergency clause for certain sections. Senators Arthur, Bernsketter, Brown, Burleson, Serpoy, Crawford, Cunningham, Curls, Eigel, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Hoskins, Huff, Koenig, Leibla, Luchtmeyer, May, Nasheed, O'Loughlin, Onder, Riddle, Rizzo, Romine, Rowden, Sater, Schatz, Shoup, Sifton, Wallingford, Walsh, White, Whelan, Williams.
Senator from the second votes aye. By your vote of 34 aye and 0 no, the bill has received a constitutional majority and is declared passed. Senator from Callaway, you are recognized on the emergency clause.
Mr. President, I move that there is an emergency clause on, if I can find my paper here.
Are you wishing to move for the adoption of the emergency clause?
Yes, Mr. President, I move for the adoption of the emergency clause.
Madam Secretary, please call the roll on the emergency clause.
Senators Arthur, Bernsketter, Brown, Burleson, Serpoy, Crawford, Cunningham, Curls, Eigel, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Hoskins, Huff, Koenig, Leibla, Luchtmeyer, May, Nasheed, O'Loughlin, Onder, Riddle, Rizzo, Romine, Rowden, Sater, Schatz, Shoup, Sifton, Wallingford, Walsh, White, Whelan, Williams.
It's getting really loud in the chamber. If we could hold our conversations to a minimum or take them to the side galleries, it would be much easier for the senators to hear each other and for the secretaries to hear the roll. By your vote of 34 aye and 0 no, the emergency clause has been adopted. Hearing no objection, let the journal show the tiling and perfection motions were made and carried. Senator from Franklin County.
Thank you, Mr. President. Could you please refer Senate Bill 255, Senate Bill 514, House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1088, House Bill 1029, House Bill 563, House Bill 461, House Committee Substitute for House Bill 824, House Bill 587, House Committee Substitute for House Bill 346, Senate Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 37, House Committee Substitute for House Bill 604 with Senate Committee Substitute, House Bill 584 with Senate Committee Substitute, House Committee Substitute for House Bill 333 with Senate Committee Substitute, House Committee Substitute for House Bill 160, and House Bill 599 with Senate Committee Substitute to the Committee on Fiscal Oversight.
Those bills shall be so referred. Senator from Boone County.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements.
Hearing no objection, the order of business will be announcements. Announcements? Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. No further business coming before the body. I move that the Senate stand in recess until 6:45 p.m. this day.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Boone County. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate shall stand in recess until 18:45 this day.